From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. A Senate panel is considering four bills that would change Missouri's laws on texting while driving, seatbelts, and motorcycle helmets. One bill reviewed in a hearing Wednesday would require everyone in a car to wear a seatbelt, including adults in the back seat who are currently exempt from seatbelt requirements. Two other proposals would ban texting while driving, which currently is forbidden for commercial drivers and people younger than 22. Another bill would allow motorcycle riders older than 21 who have health insurance to ride without a helmet. Lawmakers from both parties framed the debate as whether the state should legislate personal responsibility. A bipartisan group of senators said the laws could save lives and money. Skeptics said education would be a better way to achieve those goals. A former top official at the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division says a lawsuit is likely unless the city of Ferguson agrees to a consent decree. The Ferguson City Council voted 6-0 Tuesday to approve the decree, but with 7 changes, some of them significant. Samuel Bergenstos, the former number 2 official in the Civil Rights Division, says Ferguson's insistence on changes to the settlement probably won't pass muster with the Justice Department. He expects city leaders to reach a settlement rather than face huge legal fees in a court battle. Vinita Gupta, head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, expressed disappointment in the vote and said the department would take the, quote, necessary legal actions to ensure Ferguson's police and court practices comply with the Constitution and federal laws. Missouri lawmakers are taking action to block a health department rule that would increase wages for health care attendants. The House voted Wednesday on a measure blocking the wage hike after a similar vote by the Senate. The measure now heads to Governor Jay Nixon. Lawmakers want to stop a proposed Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services rule that would raise the pay for home care attendants from the $7.65 an hour to a range between $8.50 and $10.15. The workers care for aging Missourians and others who can't care for themselves. Some lawmakers say a wage hike should be up to the legislature and that the agency doesn't have the authority to give those workers raises. An appeals court has reversed a judge's decision ordering the reinstatement of a fired Columbia police officer. The Columbia Missourian reports that the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District found that the city manager did not overstep his authority in upholding the firing of Rob Sanders. The appeals court also remanded the case to Cole County on a technical issue. Sanders was fired in 2011 for pushing an inmate in a Columbia holding cell. The inmate suffered a fractured vertebrae and later reached a $250,000 settlement with the city. After Sanders was acquitted in 2013 of third-degree assault, he sought to get his job back. Sanders argued his use of excessive force, quote, exactly reflected his training. He sued when the city manager declined to reinstate him. The Missouri House is thumbing its nose at President Obama. The Republican-led chamber passed a resolution Wednesday asking Congress to reject his recent executive order requiring tighter gun control measures. GOP House member Mike Moon of Lawrence County strongly condemned the Democratic president's actions.
If the president wants to exert kingship and pass edicts that are going to control those outside the executive branch by this edict that he has is trying to force down our throats, we need to take second thoughts.
Democrats argue that Obama's second executive order does not infringe on anyone's Second Amendment rights and won't bar any law-abiding citizens from buying a gun. The resolution passed mostly along party lines and now heads to the Missouri Senate. The Justice Department is expected to announce that it is suing the city of Ferguson after the city council voted to revise an agreement aimed at improving how police and courts treat poor people and minorities in the St. Louis suburb. The lawsuit was confirmed by a law enforcement official who spoke on condition of anonymity because the announcement has not yet been made. Messages seeking comment from Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III were not immediately returned as of Wednesday night. Ferguson has been under Justice Department scrutiny since 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was black and unarmed, was fatally shot by white officer Darren Wilson 18 months ago. A grand jury in the Justice Department declined to prosecute Wilson, who resigned in November 2014. A recent financial analysis determined that the agreement would cost the struggling city nearly $4 million in the first year alone. Doctors could charge Medicaid patients a fee for missing appointments under a bill that has won initial approval in the Missouri Senate. Senators endorsed the bill Wednesday after adding a section designed to make it easier for healthcare providers to advertise their cost estimates. The legislation would allow doctors to charge $5 after a Medicaid patient misses a second appointment within a 3-year period. The fee could rise to $10 for the third missed appointment and $20 for each one missed after that. Supporters said the bill is intended to attract more Medicaid providers. Some Democrats said adults on Medicaid already live well below the poverty line, and those fees could be the difference between eating or missing meals. The bill needs another vote to go to the House. President Obama's executive order requiring tighter gun control measures is being targeted by state lawmakers in Missouri. The state House passed a resolution Wednesday calling on Congress to reject the executive order. That would require gun dealers to be licensed and have background checks for buyers at gun shows and over the internet. Democrat Judy Morgan of Kansas City defended Obama's executive order.
This particular executive order has no impact on guns currently owned by owners. No impact whatsoever. It also has no impact on any law-abiding citizen who wishes to purchase a firearm or as many firearms as he or she wants to purchase.
The resolution now heads to the Missouri Senate. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.